I was absolutely delighted with the news that the council had made a U-turn on the decision because there was so much strong will in Newquay particularly to stop this from happening, and it really felt like we got so close, and yet the new administration didn't seem like they were going to be able to reverse it. So hearing the news today, I was absolutely delighted.
Because just remind me, it's a while since we spoke about this and your initial protest, but remind me why you were so unhappy about this.
So basically, I live in Newquay and car parking is a nightmare anyway. When I heard that the council were going to privatise and hand over a majority of our major car parks in Newquay, I was furious, and I didn't feel the public knew much about it. There didn't seem to be much kind of backlash against it, and so I just thought, you know what, this isn't right. And so I took to social media, told the public what was happening. The response we had was phenomenal. That turned into a campaign, which turned into 3,000 signatures, hundreds of businesses, a protest at Watergate Bay, and numerous conversations at the high, like with councillors and other cabinet members at the time. The problem was, at the time, the decision w became political, and I think that the co Conservative administration stuck their heels in, and they went ahead with the decision before the change of before the change of administration in the local elections. So the fantastic thing was that nearly every single party other than the Conservatives, all in response to our campaign, said in their manifestos and their promises to the people, should they be elected, that they would look to reverse the car parking or and change it in some way. So really, this campaign was a testament to the power of people coming together, making their voice heard, which moved the political parties to all say that they were going to sort it out. And then obviously, when a new administration got in, questions were very clear around, well, now you're in, you said you're going to sort it out, are you going to do it?
One of the things I remember you saying earlier this year was that there were concerns large amounts of our coast were becoming inaccessible, and this decision was another nail in the coffin.
Absolutely. So the idea that you would hand over a public asset to me was outrageous, because we Newquay is a place where people live and people visit, and to have accessible car parks that aren't too expensive, that can do things like free parking in the winter, is absolutely vital for community life and also the local economy. And that's why people were so upset with the council, because Newquay was by far facing the worst of it. I think it was six car parks initially, it came down to four, but even the size of those car parks, they were bigger than any other car park in the list of that 20 that the council was selling off. And so we were facing the brunt of it. It wasn't fair, it wasn't just. So the community came together. But as I said, we thought that by the time the election happened, the noise from the top was that it was going to be too late. So we were delighted that the new administration were able to listen to the public and respond to the public and reverse that terrible decision that the last council, the last administration who were running the council, had basically went ahead with.
I know there was a lot of talk at the time about ANPR, and I know there were calls from some councillors that, oh, we don't really want to transfer it to a private contractor, but we should look at AM, pushing the government to change the law so that local authorities can use ANPR cameras themselves, which they can't at the moment. I mean, what's your feeling on that and the argument that revenue's being lost if we don't have ANPR?
So I think it's about ethical management of our car parks and putting the public first. And the problem with private companies using ANPR is that they have really unscrupulous business practices. Quite often they're making a lot of money, not just through the payment for the parking, but through the fines. And we heard awful stories, and Little Fistral was used as an example of a of of it. Of it on the council said Little Fistral was an example of success, but actually people now felt like they cannot access Little Fistral. You do not see people there You do not see many cars there. It was an example of a disaster, in my opinion. And people were being punished through these fines. So that's the problem. You want a public asset like a car park in the hands of the public, which is our councils. And so it's the right decision for the U-turn. It's great news for Newquay. It's great news for those businesses, and it really shows the power of people coming together. At the beginning of the campaign, people said it's not going to change anything. It doesn't matter what we do or what we say. The council are just going to do their own thing. And I said, no, I said, we're going to do this. And what have we seen? We've seen when people come together and they believe that something is possible, you can reverse decisions by the council, because we all have to remember the council works for us. The council works on behalf of the public that vote for them and that pay their council taxes. So it's great news for Newquay, great news for the community.
So what next for your campaign, Jessie?
Yeah, so I mean, the campaign was always called Sort It Out, Don't Sell It Off. So obviously we've stopped the sell off, but there is now a project in Newquay to be done about how do we sort out the car parking situation, because there are still too many people who live here who can't park their vehicles. There's real differences in opinions in where camper vans can park, where they should park. Do we push them to campsites? Should we have specialised places for camper vans to park? So the job isn't finished. So sorry to the administration who may think that now they've reversed it, that it's all over, because anyone who lives in Newquay, visits Newquay, they know that this is only part of the actual reversal of it was only part of the problem. The next stage is sorting out the car parking. So I'm going to be spearheading that. I'll be cheerleading it. I'll be using my new role as town councillor to ask those questions. So over the next few years, we know that people can access Newquay and car parking will not be a problem, regardless if you're in a van, a car, if you've got disabilities and all those things. We're going to make sure that we have accessible places because we've got great parking.